we're calling for a ban for a number of reasons. First of all, of course, animal welfare reasons. Fur farms cannot provide an adequate environment for wild animals such as mink in fur farms. And also, Serbia announced a ban which came into force yesterday or the day before, and last year Luxembourg became the 14th EU member state to introduce a ban. So Ireland's kind of lagging behind the rest of Europe in many ways on this particular issue. But there's also been recent developments, and Veterinary Ireland, which is the professional body that looks after the interests of vets in Ireland, just on the 21st of December released a new policy on captive wild animals, including fur farming. And they've concluded that, again, similar to us, that fur farms cannot provide for the welfare of farmed mink, and they're also calling for an immediate ban. And just prior to that, a Red Sea poll of Irish citizens showed that 80% of the Irish public would also like to see a ban. And it actually comes as a shock to many people in Ireland that there are still fur farms in Ireland.
And indeed, as you say, it is a shock to many people that they may not be aware that the farms are operating. And we know that there are three farms throughout the country and one in Donegal. So it is something that is quite widespread.
It is. There's currently three fur farms, as you say. And across those three fur farms, there's approximately 200,000 mink being kept, and every year around 150,000 of those will be killed. We consider to be inhumane methods. They're actually put into a box. Many animals are put into one box and then they're gassed using carbon monoxide. So it's not a particularly nice way of killing them. And the cages that are kept in measure approximately 90 centimetres by 30 by 45, so they're very small. And these are animals that they're essentially wild animals, and in the wild they would range for up to 3.5 square kilometres, or if they're living on a riverbank they might range for up to 7 or 8 kilometres, and they're really stuck in these very small intensive cages, which they can't express their normal behaviour, and that's why we often see in fur farms severe injuries to mink, because they're kept in close proximity to each other, which in the wild they're solitary animals. They would never see another mink except at mating time, mating season, and they also in captivity in fur farms often show stereotypic behaviours. So this is where they're going around in circles or pulling their own fur out and that kind of thing. And it's completely abnormal. It's never witnessed in the wild and it's due to stress. So, you know, there is just no way that fur farms can provide an adequate environment for them.